Without further ado, our first storyteller is Dr. Seth Schwartz. He grew up in Long Island, New York, and moved to Florida as an early adolescent. From the time Seth was 11 years old, he knew he wanted to be a clinical psychologist, perhaps like some of you people in the room. The dream came crashing down in the spring of 1993 and set in motion a series of events, sounds like a series of unfortunate events, that culminated in Seth becoming a tenured professor at the University of Miami. Seth has been married to his wife, Lisa, in January of 2000, and they are the proud parents of two adolescent daughters. So, Seth, come take it away.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. So, yes, ever since I was 11 years old, I wanted to be a therapist. Some people in my family were really, really helped by therapists. So I knew immediately that I wanted to be a psych major. I wanted to get a PhD in clinical psych. And so went to Florida State University, and I seemed to be doing everything right. And even in my junior year, I actually went and I spent 8 months overseas. It was so exciting. It was so wonderful. Had the greatest time. Came back right before the holidays and had to apply to lots of PhD programs. And so I was exciting. I was excited and I was pumped. And I was filling out applications to one school after the next, and I mailed them out. I could just picture myself at all of these places. I'm like, which place am I going to get into? Is it going to be this one or that one? I could just picture myself there. And then in April, the rejection letters started to come. And they weren't coming to me. They were coming to my family's home. And so my family were actually opening them and reading them and calling me and saying, we just got a letter from this school. I said, what did it say? You didn't get in. And this happened all throughout April and even into May. And eventually, all 13 schools that I applied to, they all rejected me. And I graduated at the beginning of May of 1993, came home completely depressed and said, what the hell am I going to do now? I thought about ending it all and had some really good friends of mine not literally pin me against my car. I might not be here right now talking to you. But I basically forced myself to last through the summer. And in the fall, I said, you know what? I've got to pick up the pieces. And so I had to drive back up to Florida State, back to my supervisor. It was the longest drive of my life. It was 8 hours of pure hell, saying, oh my God, when I get there, I have to face this guy again. And the fact is that I should have known this, because a lot of high-ranking PhD programs only accept 1 or 2% of applicants. I should have known that I wasn't good enough to get in, but I was insisting on trying. And here I was. I said, okay, I have nothing to lose. So I found my way into a master's program. Found that I really actually liked research. And got the master's degree and actually worked on a case with my supervisor. And I realized, you know what? I hate doing therapy. I hate it. Thank God I never got into one of those programs, because I would have hated it. And as it turned out, let's see, I'm a math whiz. I'm a good writer, I think. I'm an introvert. I like to sit at a desk. Wow, I should be a researcher. And so eventually, I just sort of fell into this, and I wound up getting my PhD several years later. I got into all the programs that I applied to, got the PhD, got married, had two daughters. Well, you know, I didn't have them. My wife did. And have now had the most wonderful career that I could possibly have imagined. And had that failure not happened 25 years ago, I wouldn't be here right now. So sometimes God tells you not this way, that way. So...